So we ask again for your prayers tonight. Ask that the Lord will anoint His Word this evening. I wonder if you have met the opposition of the devil. I wonder if you have experienced the devil trying to get you to stop. Imagine we all have. Been pretty busy throughout this meeting. Had a lot of things to try to do physically. We've had a lot of activity. Some of us are tired. Well, we're not the first generation that's been tired. The Lord's still with us. Thank the Lord for that. I'd like for us to look this evening into the Scripture. There's a story that we have. There's a man in the Scripture over in 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. We find this story. He's a man that has leprosy. Leprosy is a type of sin. Have you gotten where we are tonight? Okay. Leprosy is symbolic of sin. It's a symbol of sin. This man had leprosy. Evidently, he was a well thought of man. He was a man of power and of authority. Said he was a man of valor. 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, we'll start here with the first verse. It says, "Now Naaman was captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man with his master, is honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was leprous." That was his condition. Had leprosy. Had trouble. Couldn't get out of it without help. Folks, I want you to know tonight, if the blight of sin is on your soul, you can't get out of it without help. But the good news that the Lord of heaven knows our need. And He loves us enough to send help our way. He loves us enough tonight that He sent His only begotten Son. Yes. That whosoever would believe on Him could be saved from their leprosy.
Praise the Lord.
Could be changed from their sin.
Amen.
Into a life of holiness and a life of living for the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He loves us that much tonight.
Amen.
Let me tell you how much He loved us when He sent His only begotten Son. He didn't just send Him down there and say, save the people. He said, die for their sins.
Amen.
That's great love.
Yes.
And people rejected His Son.
Yes.
And so have we.
Amen.
All we, like sheep, have gone astray.
Yes.
Every one of us has turned to our own way.
Amen.
But the Lord laid on His own Son all of our iniquity.
Amen.
Let me tell you how much He loved us. When men spit on Him, when men smote Him, when men reviled Him, when men mocked Him,
Amen.
Instead of returning evil for evil,
Amen.
He looked up to His Father and said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Amen.
God loves us enough tonight.
Yes.
That He gave His Son. That you and I might go free.
Amen.
This man was a great man. People looked on him and they thought highly of him. But he had leprosy.
Amen.
There was in his household a slave girl. She was a little slave that they went out and captured from the Israelite camps. They'd went over there and stole her away. It said she was a little maid. It's found here in the scripture. Described her as a little girl. Somewhere they took this little girl and stole her and took her down there. And she was a slave in this man's household. And the little slave, I don't know about you, but I believe if somebody took me away from my family, I don't think I'd feel very good. Don't think I'd be happy with them at all. But she didn't have bitterness in her heart. She was stolen away. And she saw her master with leprosy, and it touched her heart. With kindness she looked on this man. And she said, oh, I wish that he could be back home where the prophet of the Lord is in Samaria. I wish he could go before the prophet of the Lord. He could help the man. Well, the news got to the king. The king said, if there's help for Naaman, for my servant Naaman, if there's help for him, I want to send him down there. So he said, I want to give you a letter. When you go down there, you can present this to the king and let him know that I have sent you to get your help. Well, the letter came to the king. And the king knew he couldn't help him. Help comes from God. We can try to help people. And we can get our human hands involved in their lives. And most of the time, we'll make a mess of it. But God never does. The letter came to the king, and he thought they were trying to trick him into a war. He rent his clothes. Said, I can't help him. The prophet of the Lord heard what was going on. And he came, sent information, sent word to the king. He said, send him to me. He said, why did you tear your clothes? Send him over here. There's help over here. I want to tell you tonight. In the presence of the Lord, there's help. We don't have to linger in sin. We don't have to fall under the weight of sin. The Lord says, bring your sin to Him. He says, bring it to me, He says. Because there's help for our needs tonight. Well, the man then came to Elisha. Elisha was a prophet of the Lord. He was a man endued with power from on high.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And Naaman was a very rich man. He had come down with a lot of riches and great gifts. I suppose in some human measure he was hoping to somehow buy his health. You can't buy your way out of sin. You can't get help that way. You have to humble yourself. Naaman, with all his wealth, all his might, all his valor, couldn't get help for his need. So he came down now to Elisha's house. Elisha wouldn't even come out the front door to see him. But he sent word out there and said, go tell him to dip 7 times in the River Jordan. Now evidently the River Jordan didn't look very appealing to Naaman. Perhaps it was a muddy river. Don't know. But he didn't like it. Naaman was a man who was used to giving commandments. Used to having men obey him. He was a man of authority. Evidently he had conducted himself in such a way that people were willing to follow him. And here this man of authority now came down to the man of God. And the man of God just said, go dip 7 times in the River Jordan. And he had to humble himself to do it. His money couldn't buy it. Folks, I want to tell you tonight, your money can't buy it. All of your effort can't get you free.
Yes.
But there's a God who loves you tonight.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Naaman, it said he was furious. He was wroth. And it said he turned around and headed back home. It said he was in a rage.
Yes.
That means he was so angry that you could tell it the way he acted, the way he looked. He was in a rage. Turned around to head back home. He had some people with him that cared for him. Folks, I want you to know, if you're not saved here tonight, maybe you have family that is saved. They love you. They're praying for you. They don't like to see you turn around in a rage. They would entreat you to come and give yourself to the Lord. Hear this servant. Let's read this in the 13th verse. And his servants came near and spoke to Naaman the prophet and said, Master, I said, my father, if the prophet had hid... I'm sorry, I can't read. If the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, would you have done it? How much rather than when he had said to thee, wash and be clean. Why don't you do that? Now notice the entreaty of the servant. The man was in a rage, but he loved Naaman enough to risk his life to come to him and said, my father, won't you listen? If the man of God would have said, do something great, maybe give him all the wealth that you have, wouldn't you have done it tonight? Wouldn't you have done it, Naaman? But he just said, go down here and wash. So why don't you do it? So Naaman began to calm down and thought, you know, I came here, I need help. Folks, I want you to know here tonight, if you need help in your soul, admit it. Recognize the desperate case that you're in. And humble your heart before God. Naaman went down there into the water. Maybe the water was muddy. Maybe it looked dirty. But he said, that's what the Lord told me to do. So he got down in that water and he started dipping. And it kept going down. I don't know. I wondered what he thought. Maybe he went down and came back up and looked at the... No, it's still there. Went down again. Came back up. Oh, it's still there. Started counting. Kept on going. 7 times. He obeyed the Lord. And through obedience to the Lord, he went down the 7th time. And it said he came up that 7th time. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. When I was lost, a sinner man, the devil tried to tell me there was no hope or no help for me. The devil tried to tell me there was no reclaiming of my life. And he'll try to tell you tonight that there's no hope for you. He'll try to tell you that you went too far. But I want to tell you tonight, if you obey the Lord, if you come and give your heart to the Lord tonight, He's able to save to the uttermost tonight. You haven't went too far. You haven't went too far. Humble yourself. Aren't you in trouble? If your heart's in trouble tonight, if you're tired of the life of sin, if you're tired of walking that way, I don't care how far you are out there. Perhaps the devil is trying to tell you that I'm possessing you so strongly you can't get free. I want to tell you there's deliverance tonight. There's deliverance in the Lord. There's salvation from sin. Humble your heart. Dip. Bring yourself low. I want to tell you a little story. The moral of this story is about humility. I want to tell you, humility is a valuable thing. You won't get saved with arrogance and pride. You're going to get saved when you get low at the foot of the cross. I tell you, there's great salvation. There's great help at the foot of the cross. This story was told to me years ago about a man who had a slave. And the slave's name was Jim. Jim was a godly man. In his servitude, he was a godly man. He still had peace in his soul. Right in the middle of the troubles he was in, he had peace in his soul. The master didn't have peace in his soul. And the master was full of sin and needed help. And it weighed him down. He was a miserable man. And he got to looking at Jim. Jim was happy. One morning, master couldn't sleep through the night. And he got up, and Jim was already out in the pig pen, cleaning the pig pen, singing a song. And he went down there and he said, "Jim, would you pray for me? I want to get saved." Jim said, "Sure, master. Come right over here in the pig pen and we'll kneel down and you'll get saved." And he said, "No, I don't want to get in the pig pen." And he was angry and he went back home. But he was miserable. The Lord still was dealing with his heart. He wasn't happy. Well, he went on a few days miserable. Finally, again, he couldn't sleep. And he saw Jim out in the garden, the flower garden. He said, "I'll go out there and we can pray in the garden." He went out there, said, "Jim, will you pray for me? I'm miserable. I want to be saved. I want what you have." Jim said, "Yes, master, I'll pray for you. Let's go to the pig pen." He said, "No, I won't go to the pig pen." He said, "You can't get saved." The master went back, miserable. Some days went by. The master was miserable, couldn't sleep again. Jim was up early again, singing, happy in the Lord that day. The master came out there and said, "I want this, Jim." He said, "Jim," he came running to Jim. He said, "Let's go to the pig pen." He said, "Master, we don't have to go to the pig pen. We can get saved right here." Humility. Humility. If you want the Lord, you can get Him here tonight. But you're going to have to pay the price. You have to be willing to give up. Quit trying to protect yourself. Say, "Lord, You're my stay. You're my hope. Without You, I have no hope." But I want to tell you tonight, with God, all things are possible. We can go through for Christ. There is salvation. There's hope. And we can meet God with peace. This man, he was infested with sin. He was infested with leprosy. But there came a time when the power of God came down on him. And it said his skin returned as a child's skin. Clean and pure. Don't you remember when you were a child and you had a clean heart? No guilt. God can put you right back there again. Peace in your soul. You know all things clear. God has that for us this evening. I ask you tonight to search your heart. Are you willing to get down humble before the Lord? If you're willing, if you're tired of sin, if you're tired of it, and you need help in your soul tonight, if you're willing to get down there low, God will lift you up. He'll give you salvation, and tonight you can go home with peace in your soul. Tonight you can get the help you need. Tonight you can be clean. God still has power to save and cleanse. It didn't stop back there. It didn't stop when He saved me. He's still in the saving business tonight. I want to encourage you tonight. If you have a need in your soul, won't you come? As we stand and sing a song, I want to invite you to come and lay your burdens at Jesus' feet.